Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, clear skies are expected across Israel. A warm evening is settling over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, perfect for a stroll if you're outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, reports from Lebanon suggest that an Israeli withdrawal could happen within hours. A proposed meeting between Aoun and Netanyahu has been rejected. Also, from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, a Haredi organization named Daughters of the King is actively working against military recruitment under the nose of the IDF. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. launched new strikes on Iran. This follows threats from the IRGC to block energy exports in the Middle East. Separately, according to Ynet, the U.S. initiated fresh strikes on Iran as Trump promises escalating attacks. This targets military capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from I-24 News, 2 hours ago, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of 3 soldiers on October 7th. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, a military analyst, noted 1 hour ago that CENTCOM used precision munitions against coastal defenses on Greater Tanbailand. Meanwhile, an account named Not a Good Jewish Girl commented that Americans often misinterpreted Israeli racial dynamics, projecting their own ideas onto the situation. I24NEWS English reported just an hour ago that the U.S. redirected 2 commercial vessels trying to break the blockade on Iranian waters, as confirmed by CENTCOM. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Sources from the presidential palace in Beirut report significant progress in talks held in Rome. However, they confirm that a meeting between President Aoun and Prime Minister Netanyahu has been rejected, complicating diplomatic efforts. This development could impact regional stability and future negotiations. Turning to the U.S. strikes on Iran, CENTCOM's operations targeted sites used to attack commercial shipping. This comes amid heightened tensions, with Tehran vowing a decisive response after military personnel were killed. The Times of Israel highlights the potential for increased instability in the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial route for global oil shipments. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation against a Hamas terrorist marks a significant point in the ongoing conflict. The individual was implicated in the abduction of 3 soldiers earlier this month. This action may further strain relations and prompt responses from Hamas, affecting security dynamics in the region. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu, speaking at the Negev 2026 conference, emphasized the government's ongoing investment in the Negev region, promising continued growth and development. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Wiz CEO Asaf Rappaport is expanding his investment portfolio following a significant deal with Google Cloud. He's now leading ventures in cybersecurity and artificial intelligence. And finally, from CTech, the Israeli startup Hemispheric has emerged from stealth with $52 million in funding. Their aim is to develop a foundation AI model for human applications, potentially revolutionizing the field. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.